fine. Well, you timed out there briefly, but I think we got most of it. Yeah, it's interesting. The reason they do the straight-through finders is they're cheap. I think that's really the only reason that they're there. But I've ended up replacing, on any number of telescopes, the straight-through finder with a right-angle one. And regards eyepieces, the lowbrows, the Local Amateur Society, has had this extensive discussion recently about what eyepieces to get that would give you maximum eye relief, so that you can have it back pretty far from the glass surface of the eyepiece. I'll have to see if I can pick any of that discussion up. But that's an interesting group to contact, and they may be able to give you some help there. Anyway, first round through, ATACO, Don, the voice of North Campus. Good evening, Don. How are you?
Thank you, Pat. ECATO Don. Well, hanging in there. I wasn't directly affected by the storms, but I noticed I did participate in the siren test Saturday at noon, and a lot of traffic lights out. In fact, some are still out, like the east one at Plymouth Road and US 23 is still out of action. So, a lot of places got hit. The siren, I was in the south end of Dexter, and at least my siren worked, although there were some traffic lights out. What else? Got together with a few people from the South Line Radio Club last Friday. They kind of had an informal social gathering and invited others in, so met some people there. Nice band opening today. Trying to use the holiday weekend to fill in some gaps. And Transatlantic on 17 was very good earlier today. Higher HF were not good, but 17 got multiple contacts into Eastern Europe. 30 is almost open right now. I'm hearing Congo, but having trouble getting through. So we'll see. Just trying to fill in the gaps in my FTE DXing. That's it for me. ACATO, back to that.